This is Collecting Light,
an exploration of Arizona astronomy
from Arizona Public Media.
Shall we go upstairs?
Should we go first? Okay.
Yeah, I think
we're going inside one of the oldest observatories in the U.S. in the company of a man who's been looking through its telescope for decades.
I'm Wes Lockwood, and I've been an employee of Lowell Observatory for almost 40 years.
We ascend a steeply pitched staircase.
We're now in the Pluto Discovery Telescope, which was constructed on this site in 1930, specifically for the purpose of taking photographs of the sky in search of what Lowell and his successors called Planet X.
Indeed, this little telescope scanned the sky until it finally confirmed what Percival Lowell felt, the existence of a ninth planet.
They thought there was a planet there. Of course, it had not been discovered and no one knew where to look exactly.
But that didn't stop Percival Lowell. First, he hired astronomers like Andrew E. Douglas to find the best place to observe in what was then known as the Arizona Territory.
And so Douglas traveled out here by train and by wagon and by however means he could get around with a 6-inch refracting telescope that he used to test sky conditions at various locations all around Arizona, including Tucson, Tempe, Prescott, and Flagstaff.
Unfortunately, he visited Tucson right in the middle of the monsoon.
He got a good reception or had good luck with the sky in Flagstaff, and so he chose this location on Observatory Mesa in Flagstaff for Mr. Lowell's observatory.
That was in the late 1890s, and it effectively marks the birth of astronomy in the Southwest. But Lowell and Douglas had a disagreement, so Douglas left Flagstaff and
moved to Tucson and established the Stewart Observatory at the University of Arizona.
That move began to put the spotlight on southern Arizona as a good place for observatories. And the establishment of an astronomy department at the U of A in the 1920s added academic and scientific legitimacy to what had largely been a hobby of the wealthy. But the biggest shift in astronomy came right after the Second World War, when the federal government got interested in the stars.
Enough astronomers in the country in the 1950s had lobbied the federal government to construct a national observatory.
That's Tom Fleming, an astronomer at Stewart Observatory and a lecturer who specializes in the history of astronomy in Arizona. He says in the 1950s, most observatories were either private, like Lowell, or the exclusive domain of the institution that owned them.
And so the idea was to have a national facility where any astronomer associated with an American institution, university, college, would have access to it.
And in that process of setting up a national observatory, the deserts of southern Arizona became the most attractive.
Weather's good in Flagstaff, but I think the fact that by the 1950s you had a rather large university here in Tucson, which you did not have in Flagstaff, helped make their decision. And also the number of clear nights, regardless of the monsoon.
The mountain they chose for the new National Optical Observatory was Kitt Peak, southwest of Tucson. Soon several telescopes were located there. The new National Observatory even located their academic headquarters on the U of A campus, right across the street from Stewart Observatory. Meanwhile, a succession of university astronomy department directors had built up that program. By the 1960s, Tom Fleming says Tucson had become a hotbed for astronomers.
Because we had this large research university that was attracting NASA and National Science Foundation money. We had the National Observatory here, which any astronomer could come and apply for time. So that meant that most of the astronomical community got to visit Tucson at one point or the other.
From there, observatories popped up on several other southern Arizona mountaintops. Stewart developed telescopes on Mount Lemmon and Mount Bigelow. And later, they were part of a group that designed a whole new kind of observatory, the Multiple Mirror Telescope on Mount Hopkins.
Which was the first of the new generation of telescopes where you don't have a big dome. You have a little rectangular building.
But with all those eyes in the sky, we're only seeing half of the picture. To see the night sky from the southern hemisphere, astronomers in Arizona have developed a number of observatories in South America. Buell Januzzi is a former director of the National Optical Astronomy Observatory.
And that has enabled astronomers from the U.S. and around the world to have access to the southern skies. That's another unique facility that the National Observatory provides to the nation's astronomers.
Back at the Pluto Discovery Telescope at Lowell Observatory, Wes Lockwood is filling in some of its history.
You could put this dome structure in an art museum, I think. It's like a sculpture. It's really beautiful. This is the original facility, and you can see the structure that the telescope is mounted on. It has a very homemade look because it was built right here on site.
Today, Lowell is Arizona's only privately run observatory. Most of its astronomical research takes place at its so-called dark site, 25 miles southeast of Flagstaff. Its founder, Percival Lowell, has been called misguided by some for his pursuit of a ninth planet and other astronomical phenomena. But he pretty much started astronomy in Arizona, or at least his money did, and his sense of adventure did too. There are many names who helped make Arizona the center of astronomy, but it actually all started with a quirky rich guy who looked up to the heavens and dreamed of something more. I'm Mark Dugan. You can hear a much more complete history of Arizona astronomy at our website. Go to azpm.org and click on the Collecting Light logo. Tomorrow morning, we take a look at the age of the giant telescope, a future of massive reflecting mirrors and mountains of data.
Collecting Light.
An exploration of Arizona astronomy.
From Arizona Public Media.